Just Plain Bob encourages his readers to use their imagination to finish his open-ended stories. Although the next one may not be open-ended, it definitely leaves some open issues. So now for my take on the next one.
Shit! She never even gave me a chance to say, yes, dear. When she finished her attempt to fuck me to death, I went to my home office and opened up my safe again. When I reappeared at the door, Sarah was looking at me with anticipation. I told her, you came waltzing in here and said, fuck you, Frank. Well, fuck you, Sarah. She blanched. You've been a lying, cheating slut since the day? Hell, since before I ever met you. If you remember earlier, I said, I saw your report, and then I flipped over an envelope and said, I'll raise you one. I told you I would continue to see your mother and that I would let you to continue seeing one of your lovers. One, Sarah. And I told you to choose which one. Oh, no. You had to come back and said, could we negotiate? You wanted to keep them both, but only one at a time, and you wanted to switch off every 3 months and rotate them. Then you had the audacity to tell me that you can't bear to give them up because of their big cocks, with no regard to my ego. Those extra inches touch places inside you that I just can't reach. Even then, I broke down and I agreed to 6 months instead of your 3. But oh, that wasn't good enough. You came waltzing in here and said, fuck you, Frank, and laid down your ultimatum. You saw the dates on the reports that I gave you, and you told me how it was going to be as far as you were concerned. You were going to keep your lovers on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Then you bashed my ego again and said that you'll drop your lovers the day I reach 10 inches. I repeat, fuck you, Sarah. She cringed and looked down at the floor. Look at me, I demanded. A lying, cheating slut like you won't be surprised that I told you a lie of my own. I lied when I said that I haven't had you washed in over a year. I hinted that I wasn't sure that you only had 2 lovers. But no, you were just too damn stupid to hear what I was saying. I heard your ultimatum, and then I flipped over the other envelope and said, and I'm raising you my last and most recent report. The saying that all color drained from her face was true, and she knew that the report was about her and Daddy Russ. She started reading it and then started bawling hysterically. Here's my one-time offer, my ultimatum if you wish. 1. I originally told you to choose which one of your lovers. Well, fuck you and fuck your big dicks. I choose Russ. 2. I originally gave you a day to decide which, but now I demand an immediate decision. If you refuse or try to negotiate even one time, then the lawyers will get involved and things will get very messy and nasty. Russ will definitely lose his job and will be lucky to stay out of prison. Regardless, you and he will be destroyed. 3. You will pay for the private detective to make sure that Russ is the only one you're fucking from your salary. The very same salary you negotiated with Larry to hide that you were receiving no overtime for all those nights that you were working late. I already called you a lying, cheating slut, and now we can add cheap whore and stupid cunt to that list. I think a paltry $500 a month earned that title, don't you? She was stunned at the depth of my understanding of her self-centered arrogance. Don't you? I repeated. She looked up and said,
yes!
I got out my cell phone. I'm calling my lawyer. You have until I'm finished dialing to decide what's it going to be. What is it? You decide, Sarah.
Yes, yes to everything. I said before that if I hadn't gotten stupid, things would have gone on for years with no change. I will continue trying to fuck you to death for my penance. I love you, and I belong with you. You told me not to tell my lovers that you know about them, and that you would not tell my mother. I beg you, please, please do not tell my mother. And for obvious reasons, I can't tell my lovers. I'm sorry for my years as a lying, cheating slut. I always knew it was true, but now I realize I was just a cheap whore and a stupid cunt. Those days are truly over. From now on, I'm only yours and Daddy's slut. I really don't have a choice. I couldn't stand to destroy the two men I love most.
And so ends my take on the next one. Yes, it is probably still open-ended. Like, does Daddy ever find out that Mommy knows? Do they end up in a group fuck? I would like to think so, but I leave that up to the listeners. Kaboom.